This practice is called the body scan practice. The body scan can be done in a seated or in a lying down position, and depending on the weather or the season, it could be done indoors or outside. And it's a practice where we scan the body with a warm attention and a curiosity. The body scan allows us an opportunity to really inhabit our bodies more fully. So we use the body as our anchor to come back to again and again when we find our mind has wandered. So let's begin. So whether you've chosen to sit or lie down, just taking a moment to really make sure that your body is comfortable for this practice. So maybe you want to adjust your position a little. You might like to get a little blanket or a pillow for the back of your head if you're lying down. So when you're ready, beginning by sensing into all the places where your body is in contact with the seat or with the ground. Feeling the weight of your body. Having a sense of the outline of your body. This whole body lying or sitting here. Your body from head to toe. Your body from the right side all the way across to the left side. From the front of your body right through to the back of your body. Feeling the support of the chair beneath you or the ground supporting and holding your body. Seeing if we can trust the ground to support the weight of our body. And begin to let go. To drop down into that support. Beginning to notice that your body is breathing. Feeling the sensations of the breath moving and flowing in this body. So now we're going to take a little journey through the body, scanning the body with a presence of mind, with a curiosity. And we're not looking to feel a particular sensation. We're just noticing what's here in this body to be noticed. What feelings are here to be felt in this moment? There's no right or wrong way to feel. And if you find your attention wandering during the practice, you simply return it gently, kindly, to the part of the body that we're focusing on. And the body scan is not a relaxation exercise, but it can be deeply restful. So if you find yourself falling asleep, that's not a failure. We simply notice and begin again. So we'll bring our attention now all the way down to the soles of our feet. And simply noticing if you're feeling any physical sensations in the soles of your feet, the heels, in the top of your feet, are you feeling anything in any of the toes on either foot? And remembering, we're not looking for any particular sensation. Maybe there's no sensations in the feet, and that's perfectly okay. So moving up the body now to the ankles. To your lower legs. The strong bones of your shins, the muscles on your calves, what about your knees? Is there any feelings coming to your attention in the surface of your kneecaps or in the soft part behind your knees? Sensing into the large area of your thighs. Front and back of your thighs, inner and outer thighs, noticing your buttocks in contact with the seat or the ground. The lower back, mid and upper back. Feeling your shoulder blades dropping down your back. What are you noticing in the back of your body? Or in the sides of the torso? Are you feeling any sensations just now in your rib cage? Perhaps you're noticing very tiny, delicate sensations. Or maybe stronger, more obvious ones. Remember that there's no right, no wrong way to feel in your practice. We're just noticing what's happening in the body as we pay it some warm attention. Moving around now to the front of the body again. Sensing into the pelvic region. And are you noticing any physical feelings in this part of your body? Or in your belly? Maybe you can sense the gentle movement of your belly. Moving with your breath. And what do those sensations of breathing feel like? The upper belly. Are you noticing any feelings just now in your chest? Moving to the top of your shoulders. What sensations are here? Just now. And again, maybe none at all. Simply noticing without judgment anything that's here to be felt. In the armpits. Upper arms, your elbows, your forearms, maybe there's sensations of resting, maybe restlessness. Sensations of ease or softness, heaviness or lightness. Simply noticing what's here, what's alive in this body, in this moment. Then moving your attention right into your hands. The back of your hands. Your palms. Your fingers. Your right thumb. And your left thumb. Any feelings present in these hands just now as we place our attention right into these hands. And now, moving away from the hands and the arms, we'll move upwards towards the collarbones and the neck, back and front of your neck. Sensing right into the back of your head. Maybe even getting a sense of the weight of this head. And if you're laying down, you might sense the contact your head is making on your pillow or against the ground. What does that contact feel like? The sides of your head. The crown of your head. Your left ear. Are you feeling any sensations in your right ear? And remembering, there's nothing wrong in your practice. No right way to feel. Just allowing your practice to unfold moment by moment. As we move our attention now, that warm attention, onto our face, sensing into the forehead, the temples, eyebrows, eyelashes, sensing into your cheekbones. All the muscles on the cheeks. Your nose and your mouth. Upper and lower lips. Your chin and your jaws. So what are you noticing in your face now? And we'll expand our attention now to take in the whole body again. this whole body, sitting or lying here, breathing itself, resting on whatever surface your body is in contact with, the seat or the ground, maybe a bed or a mat. This whole body, breathing effortlessly, resting here now. And soon we'll be approaching the end of this practice. But first, maybe we can take a moment to absorb any benefit of this practice for our minds and bodies. Maybe we can set a little intention as we move from our practice to move in a more embodied way. To move with the intention of sharing the benefit of our practice with others. So when I ring the bell now to end our practice, taking your time to move gently and slowly, making sure you don't hurt yourself if you're getting up from the ground, having a stretch or bringing a little bit of movement back into the hands or the fingers and toes to bring a sense of wakefulness back into the body. But taking your time, there's no rush.